Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading, dissecting, and discussing about the books of 1st and 2nd Timothy and also the book of Titus. These epistles from Paul are known as the pastoral letters. According to church tradition, these letters were from Paul, which was sent to both Timothy and Titus, who were both at one time or another partners in the Apostle Paul's early ministry before the writings of these letters. Timothy was an appointed leader by Paul to the church in Ephesus, which was a major city in the Roman province of Asia, now known as the country of Turkey. And Titus was an administrator over a network of several churches on the island of Crete, for whom was established by Paul. One of these major ideas that Paul continuously brought up was spiritual maturity over natural age, especially in the case with Timothy. Timothy, according to the letters, was considered to be a fairly young leader according to the more traditional ages of the clergy from the first generation church. Some scholars and historians theorize that Timothy would have been in his late teens and early 20s. Also, Paul encouraged Timothy and Titus to have sound doctrine and be diligent and watch out for false teachers. According to both the other books of the New Testament and historical and scholarly information, the two major groups that Paul could have been warning them about was the Judaizers and the teachers of the Gnostic belief. The Judaizers were a group of Christian Jews who believed any of the new Gentile converts should first follow and convert to Judaism and follow all their customs, especially the tradition of circumcision. The major Gnostic teachings mixed together, polytheistic divine genealogy that ultimately leads to the idea that secret knowledge will save your soul, not faith in Jesus. So let us open our Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 4. We will be starting today's reading in verse 1, and we'll be ending today's reading on verse 8. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, let's start in verse 1. I solemnly urge you in the presence of God and Christ Jesus, who will someday judge the living and the dead when he comes to set up his kingdom, preach the word of God. Be prepared, whether the time is favorable or not. Patiently correct, rebuke, and encourage your people with good teaching. For a time is coming when people will no longer listen to sound and wholesome teaching. They will follow their own desires and will look for teachers who will tell them whatever their itching ears want to hear. They will reject the truth and chase after myth. But you should keep a clear mind in every situation. Don't be afraid of suffering for the Lord. Work at telling others the good news, and fully carry out the ministry God has given you. As for me, my life has already been poured out as an offering to God. The time of my death is near. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I have remained faithful. And now the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on the day of his return. And the prize is not just for me, but for all who eagerly look forward to his appearing. Once again, that was verses 1 through 8 in the 4th chapter of 2 Timothy, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in 2 Timothy we just went over a little more in depth. Paul was about to die, and he was leaving a legacy. He knew there was no success without a successor. He told Timothy to train others, who could train others in the Word of God, which was referenced in chapter 2, verse 2. He invested in Timothy and modeled the way of genuine faith. Be willing to suffer, preach the Word of God, and do the work of an evangelist. This is a life dedicated to Jesus, rooted in Him, loving others, and growing the kingdom of God. This is a life well lived in Jesus. Fight the good fight and finish the race to win the crown of righteousness, cited from earlier in our reading today on verses 7 and 8. Truth must be spoken and not be silenced. This means that you need to speak up even if you will be rejected. Some people will run from the truth because it convicts them of what they are doing wrong in their lives, yet others will gravitate to truth and respond to it. God's word is truth, and Jesus is the full revelation of God's truth. Make a commitment today to share God's truth. Don't be rude, but share in gentle, wise ways. Share boldly. You can speak on a stage or with a single person. Let go of the fear of rejection. God has accepted you, so you don't need the acceptance of anyone else. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. How can you live and leave a legacy of faith? Where do you need to speak up and share God's truth? Before ending this episode, our devotional team would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to continue with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then follow to get updates for new weekly devotionals. You can find us on these platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our website, which is covenantgrove.org/devotionals. And as well, new episodes are uploaded every Monday through Friday. And in conclusion, as you go on with the rest of your day, may you be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.